This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Many young people would define the word citizen differently than their parents or grandparents would. Research shows the average 20-year-old is more likely to sign up as a community volunteer than show up at the voting booth. Morning Edition is running a series of stories about how young people learn about citizenship. Today, a report on how they're taught to deal with problems in their communities. Schools use a range of programs, and many require community service. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports some experts worry these programs send an incomplete message about what it means to be a citizen.
At Princeton High School in New Jersey, most of the students drive pricier cars than their teachers. It's a school where kids study hard and need a Palm Pilot to organize their after-school activities.
Is there a place over there for boxes also, or no, not at all?
Senior Miranda Robertson skips her daily ballet class every so often to volunteer in the community.
Today we're working at the Crisis Ministry in Trenton, making bags for people with deodorant, shampoo. You know, it's something that everyone needs and that you really take for granted.
Robertson began volunteering her sophomore year, when all Princeton students are required to do 50 hours of community service. She and many of her peers continue to volunteer throughout high school, they say, because it gives them a sense of accomplishment. But when Robertson and other students talk about community service, something is curiously absent. They never suggest the experiences have made them want to get involved in creating government solutions to poverty.
You know, can we really get involved in making political changes? Whereas, yes, we can definitely help our community in maybe small ways. You know, it's age appropriate to be able to help kids by throwing parties for kids in the area, or you know, something like that.
Thank you.
Unbeknownst to them, these students are in the middle of a national debate about how best to teach kids about citizenship. Although most public high schools offer or require volunteering, very few teach about the broader problems their students are trying to patch. They organize parties for kids at a local homeless shelter without any discussion of the affordable housing shortage. They feed the hungry without learning why some people can't afford to eat. Some researchers say the absence of these lessons may undermine the very goals of volunteer programs.
My worry is that, good as a lot of the service learning work is, that it not only doesn't encourage political involvement and policy involvement, but it may in fact even discourage it.
Michael Delicarpini is a political scientist at the Pew Charitable Trusts, where he funds projects that encourage citizenship. He points to studies that show Americans born after 1964, Gen Xers and younger, are volunteering more, but voting less than their elders.
They're not apathetic, as they're sometimes painted as. They are very much concerned about public life and contributing to it, but they believe that politics is not the most effective way for them to do it. They see government as ineffective, and they see volunteerism as the most tangible, immediate way in which to see the effects of the work that they do.
Of course, volunteering is important, but Delicarpini says one-on-one efforts shouldn't replace political forms of citizenship. Regardless of one's political views, paying attention to the government and voting are the very basis of representative democracy. And there are many ways to express one's citizenship: following the news, signing petitions, or getting involved in the legislative process.
Okay, without further ado, if our issue group can please take center stage.
Civics teacher David Hall nudges his students in front of a panel of community leaders who are visiting the classroom.
You'll have about 4 minutes to explain what kind of work you do with your panel, why it's an important issue, why we picked that action plan, what have you.
It's the culmination of a semester-long project that introduces students to political action at North Penn High School in the Philadelphia suburb. This program is very different from those that focus solely on volunteer work. Students pick a problem in their community, come up with proposals for change, and then present their ideas to the visiting panel.
We tried to balance the things we would like to do with things that are financially and politically plausible.
To address the high cost of college tuition, some of Hall's students suggest raising taxes on alcohol, cigarettes, and gambling. Their ideas are then questioned by an aide to their local congressman.
You know, you're trying to put taxes on people that you think really deserve to be taxed. If you found the only way to fund this college plan was to raise the state income tax, would any of you do that?
We haven't really considered that. Again, these plans aren't perfect. But a lot of the plans that Congress puts out aren't perfect either, so.
Students say, at first, they weren't enthused about taking a government class, but they warmed to the subject when they got to pick their own topic and never touch a boring textbook.
I love this class.
This is the best class.
We have, like, so many different discussions, and I don't know, it's not just, like, all
it's reality.
Stuff.
It's
seniors
reality.
Carly like, Cookish, Jennifer Wright, and Stephanie Morello.
Before, I was not really into, like, voting and finding out about now that I take this class, it became a lot more interesting to me. And like I'm more, it's like I want to get more involved. Like when I have the chance to vote, I want to go vote.
While this model may succeed in teaching the importance of voting or other ways to be politically engaged, it doesn't require students to get outside the classroom to see worlds they may never encounter. Rare is the program that combines both. One that does is University City High School in Philadelphia.
Okay, we may have a lot of new kids there today. We're just going to have to let it settle down. You know, the first 5 minutes are going to be a little rough until we get settled and figure out who's with who.
Students in a sophomore horticulture class cross the street each week to tutor kids in an elementary school that has too many kids and not enough money. The lesson today is about how worms improve the soil.
Because you put them in the flowers and make it a little bit grow.
That's probably because it broke down some of the materials. So when the waste that they let off after eating the food probably gave the flower more nutrients. That's probably why it grew better.
What makes this program unusual is not just that older kids volunteer to teach younger ones about gardening, healthy food, and nutrition. It's that volunteering is connected to what students study in class. In this one, they learn how the lack of quality food has produced an epidemic of obesity and heart disease in their community. These students work in a community garden, run a fruit stand outside the school, and are setting up a neighborhood food court.
I learned about foods, like eating healthy, like fruits and vegetables, stuff that help you grow.
Program coordinator Martin Galvin says the tutoring benefits the teenagers just as much as the elementary school kids.
You're saying to 15 and 16-year-olds that we believe you're capable of going over into a classroom, delivering that lesson plan, and having smaller students learn off you. That's an incredibly powerful message. It's something that's not typically said to inner-city African-American teenagers. Students rise to that. It's transforming.
Galvin says that by the time students graduate, they've had a taste of many kinds of citizenship, from volunteering to political action.
Those skills are extremely transferable. I mean, a huge problem arises in their community. It might be as simple as the need for a playground. We believe that our students have the skills in order to go to local administrators, fundraisers, community groups, get a playground put in place.
Some educators may bristle at the idea of yet another role for the schools. After all, they're continually asked to do more with less. But citizen training really isn't such a new idea. In fact, it was one of the reasons for public education in the first place. When the Founding Fathers met, just down the road from this Philadelphia high school, they understood that democracy would only succeed if citizens are informed and believe it's worth their participation. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, Philadelphia.
There are photographs from this story and more about the series Citizen Student at npr.org. It's 11 minutes before the hour.